95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, it's happy hour. Rick, Steve, Josh, S.R. Perot. That's who brings us these flavors that you're having so far. We had two flavors in round one. Round two, we're about to get into something I feel like is equal parts pie and 4th of July excitement, right?
Yeah. There, all right. I dig
that. Is that good?
Yeah. 4th of July and pie.
I like it.
One that brings summer flavors. We're sitting right before July 4th here.
Yeah.
So, big storms, sunny key lime.
Okay.
Wheat. Mm. So, this at some point was actually called key lime shandy.
Okay. Okay.
Technically not a shandy. All right. So, they all were right. Like, well, maybe we should go ahead and rebrand this and call it what it actually
the,
is.
The term might throw somebody off.
Right.
Okay.
But when you taste it, you'll see why they were able to call it a shandy and why they did. So, 4.5%. It's been around for a little while.
Hmm.
4-pack, 16-ounce cans.
Session. Hello.
I'm digging this.
Whoa. Steve's eyes popping.
When we have the beer festivals getting towards the summer, right. This is my go-to.
Okay.
While I'm working because it's so, again, sessionable. 4.5%, super crisp, light, refreshing. Mm. You know, it's delicious.
I do feel like I want a dollop of whipped cream right now, though.
Okay, all right.
Put that in there, maybe?
Some graham cracker crumbles.
Oh, yes, please. Graham cracker crust.
Graham crackers?
Pie? Okay,
isn't Steve, that what
key lime? Steve hates cake. I'm not a cake guy either. I don't eat much cake
I'm
either.
With you.
But as far as pie goes, it's got to have graham cracker crust, right?
Right.
Well, yeah.
Okay. We're all in agreement. Well, look at that. Well, cheers to that.
All right, here you go, dude. All right,
three musketeers.
Graham cracker.
Yeah.
Rimmed glass.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Does that sound good
Steve?
To you?
Can you get that done for us?
No.
Okay. All right. He can't make that happen.
Out of that magic backpack.
He had a jar of graham crackers over there, crushed, and he's been eating them during the show, and I guess they're gone. All right. Well, that's fine. Well, the beer will suffice, so this is very good. And, of course, Big Storm always pumping out some seasonal fun.
Actually, Big Storm now has a brewery in Orlando attached to the Magic Arena.
Why am I not there?
I don't know what it's called now.
Amway or the whatever. Funway?
Amway now?
Yeah.
No, Amelie's in Tampa.
Amway.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's Amway Center. Amway Center.
Yeah.
They have a tap room.
Hmm. I honk at it when I drive by, but I forget about them being there.
Yep.
Now we'll just
stop all the way out
drink.
In Tampa here. Yeah. They have a couple more sister locations as well, but you know, go check them out in Orlando. I'm sure they'll have this on tap for you.
Okay, that's exceptional. All right, there's one more can standing there unopened.
So, I mean, I figured 4th of July, we can't not have a red, white, and blue.
Oh, that's smart.
So we got Smirnoff's Ice, red, white, and berry.
Okay.
Blue raspberry, cherry, citrus.
Okay. Now I've had this bomb vodka pop. Before, right?
Yes.
Bomb pop.
Bomb pop indeed.
Smirnoff has this in vodka and it's incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we can, you know, punch this up is what you're telling me?
Yeah. I feel like it.
In fact, I have a bottle of that vodka. Our freezer now.
Look at that.
So I know what we're doing.
So we're going to Steve's house in just a minute after the show wraps up.
Perfect. Josh. I have two 12 packs.
Yeah, you can just
clean the pool.
Car.
You have a pool?
Yeah, he's got a pool. Yeah.
What?
I know, right? Why are we not doing a brew review?
I'm super
from
disappointed
pool?
Right now.
Okay, so this is like summer's got. We got another month or something to squeeze in some stuff. Let's try to go to Steve's pool and do a brew review.
And then you can see my stomach henna tattoo.
That would be great, dude. I would love to see that. Actually. Yeah, we asked Josh to show it to us here in the studio, but he was a little shy. And
a few drinks.
The last thing you want to do is sexually harass a dude for no reason. okay, so this has already got. So you get the sweet aroma of this.
Oh yeah, I mean, as soon as I popped open the can, I could smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I mean, maybe alcohol and nostalgia is the wrong word.
Okay,
but it does smell like a bomb pop.
Yes, it does.
It tastes like a bomb pop.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I feel like I should give an ice cream man like $5 and just buy a round for us. Right.
I really like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's one of my guilty pleasures, but
yeah,
I enjoy that.
I'm hearing the creepy ice cream man song, you know, coming out of the truck among our fans.
The warped
music.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like from Twisted Metal or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's been out there for 20 years. Right. The sun.
Yeah.
Melted tape.
It's like Three Blind Mice, but it's a little off. It's in a minor key, as if like Korn did it or something.
All right.
But that's that's very good, though. And I feel like... That would be the...
So it's fun.
If you're watching fireworks, that's going to make them more fun.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And especially if you can pump it up with some of their vodka.
Now, are those like standard standalone things? Or where do you find those?
That actually is. It's a 12-pack. It's not a variety pack. So you get 12 of those guys.
Oh, boy.
And your 12-pack. They make these in 24-ounce bottles.
Oh, my God. Yeah. 24-ounce
bottle?
Yeah.
And then they also make a seltzer version of this that is zero sugar.
Oh.
You can kind of get your your red, white, and berry, however you like it.
So if you're planning on being healthy for July 4th, yeah, you can do that as well with the zero sugar. But, you know, whatever your indulgence is, you can find them all at srparrot.com/beerfinder.
Bingo.
That's right, right? Get that right there. All right, well, now July 4th seems to be more sensible. Because now we have, because I didn't know what I was going to do, but now you've given us a palette of flavors. In between, you know, watching fireworks. What else we do on July 4th, Steve? At your place, I would imagine.
I'm just going to stay.
Barbecue. Yeah.
Barbecue, okay.
Barbecue, okay. All right.
I can smoke some meats.
What are you making?
Hamburgers.
Okay. Yeah. I don't eat those.
Baby back ribs. You got
anything for me? No, I don't like that. It's too messy.
Your SOL, man.
What else you got? Nothing?
Skinny dipping.
Can you give him a tortilla to throw the burger in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, can you do that? Can you turn it into some form of
taco?
Into
a taco?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can do that, I'm in.
Like a hamburger taco?
Just don't say the word hamburger and I'll eat it, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. All right, well, until next week, Josh, thank you very much. Happy 4th of July. Cheers!
Cheers.